A moment of reflection from President Biden on the first year since an angry mob stormed the United States Capitol. Those rioters interrupted lawmakers as they tried to certify the election results from 2020.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed.
President Biden warned, though they did not succeed, the insurrection remains a serious threat to America's system of government. For analysis on the speech, Dimitri Soda spoke with ABC News political director Rick Klein.
It was frustrating to some of Joe Biden's allies to, in their view, act as if President Trump wasn't who he was and didn't represent what he did to the Republican Party. His preferred view of things is that you could return to an era that he was familiar with back in his Senate days when you could work across the aisle. I do think this was, to borrow a term from Biden's speech today, an inflection point for Biden in confronting Trump and Trumpism for what it is in his view and for what it continues to mean. And I think it's an important one when you think about the balance of the Biden agenda. I think it's an important one when you talk about fights over democracy. And I think it's an interesting moment for that on the anniversary of a horrible event of January 6th of last year.
We did hear from Donald Trump, who in an emailed statement blasted the current president, saying, quote, Biden used my name today to try to further divide America. He also said again that the election was rigged, as he has so many times before. What kind of heft does that statement have?
First of all, it was notable that he didn't actually use his name. As much as he talked about President Trump, he didn't say the words Donald Trump today. President Biden did not utter his name. But it was clear what his implication was. And I think it's also clear that former President Trump is not going to stop spreading his misinformation and his lies and misleading information about the last election. He's not going to let that go, which only proves Joe Biden's point. So I feel like that's an important intellectual point for Biden to get to and for his party to get to, because we've seen so many fits and starts over changes in the structure of voting happen over the last year. State legislatures that have taken the big lie of the last election and built on it, in some cases, inspiring new laws to limit voting access, to change the way that elections will be certified in the future. All of that is mixed up in this moment. I don't think that the former president's response is going to move any needles at this point. He is saying exactly what he's been saying all along, and it's just as misleading as it's always been.
We are going over the trauma suffered by those brave people who defended the Capitol, some of them losing their lives, all the people in the complex that day. They have nightmares to this day about what happened. At the same time, Rick, can we say even more significant than the actual assault on the Capitol was more insidious, the discovery of a weak spot in our democracy, that if a loser of an election doesn't agree to step away, the whole thing kind of falls apart?
There is a real partisan split right now as to whether January 6th was an example of the system holding, even though it was tested and strained, or an example of the weak points in democracy, the flaws in the current system of laws that would allow anyone to get as close as they did to overturning the election. And I think there's been a hope against hope by President Biden and others to think that people would just come to their senses and recognize that this is the kind of thing that you need to address with legislation to make sure it can't happen again. So many of the things that we thought were ensconced in law ended up being custom. And when you had a sitting president who refused to acknowledge them, it created a real strain to the constitutional order. And we came very close to a chaotic constitutional crisis where there would be real questions as to who was rightfully elected and who would be president after January 20th. Those are the kind of questions that I feel like Congress is now starting to grapple with. There's been talk about reforming the Electoral Count Act, which has the very vagaries in it built into it that President Trump, as president, tried to exploit. But the other side of the argument will say that people tried to do what they did, but they failed. And ultimately, most senators, the attorney general, and of course, famously, the vice president himself stood up against what Trump wanted to preserve the rightfully decided election.
Some people have suggested President Biden is not the one best suited to defend our democracy at this critical point, not because he doesn't have the skills, but because he's the leader of the Democratic Party, not able to successfully message to the Republican side that, hey, this has got to stop. We have to return to a set definition of right and wrong in American elections. From those you're speaking with, Rick, what are you hearing about that?
I think there's a relief among some Democrats that he's finally saying what they feel like needed to be said, calling it out, calling Trump and Trumpism out as clearly as he did. This was, I think, one of the few times in his presidency where you've seen President Biden not trying to reach, at least rhetorically, for Republicans. This was him saying, look, what happened was not okay. And that has to be recognized if you're going to grapple with what happens in the future with American democracy. Essentially, he's saying that in order to heal democracy, what you need isn't unity, but it is identifying what's been a negative force inside politics. And that's bold in its own way, given where Biden has come from. I don't know who would be better situated to say it. I think pretending like you can deal with a moment as politically charged as January 6th with an apolitical response, I think is a fantasy. And I think President Biden is doing his part now to try to confront this in as foursquare a way as he can to try to explain to people, look, this is what needs to happen if we're going to keep our democracy as strong as it's been.
I know you've seen that some former Trump staffers, including Stephanie Grisham, who served as press secretary, are banding together to keep him from running for president again. They'll have a meeting next week. Any early thought on that effort?
I don't think there's anyone other than Donald Trump himself that can keep him from running. I don't think that this is about the advice he's going to get from members of Congress, former staffers, or anything like that. He's going to make his mind up based on his own instincts and what he wants at the moment. And I don't think he's going to be thinking about the greater good of the Republican Party. I don't think he's going to be thinking about the good of other potential candidates. He's going to make this up on his own. And there's many, many people who feel like they could provide some guardrails on Trump when he was president, before when he was a candidate, and if he were to be a candidate again. I just don't see a realistic scenario where anyone's able to prevail on him other than his own judgment.
That's ABC News political director Rick Klein. By the way, tonight, supporters of President Trump cheering and horns honking at a drive-by rally in support of the former president happening tonight in West Palm Beach, Florida.